Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, August 10th, 2013. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight with a lot of information and sample healings and, best of all, a trip to Creation Lightship. If you were unable to join us today, there was a wonderful healing call for 4 hours where we were on the Creation Lightship receiving physical healings. But there is another call tomorrow. It's 8 hours long. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time and goes until 6. And that whole time you're on the Lightship having physical healings. There are other 8-hour calls this month on the 17th and the 24th as well, and there's still time to sign up. You could sign up right before it, even tomorrow morning, and they give you the number and you call in, and it's a wonderful experience. Can't recommend it more highly to really feel good and get centered in your life. Get your life back, as Ron says. Now, everyone can bring up a picture of the Creation Lightship being that can be found on the BBS radio page by just scrolling down a little bit once you're on there and click on it. It'll get larger. Or you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and click on the light being that's on the home page there. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that with some peace energy for us. So welcome, Ron.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ann. So tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so let's activate the light beam. And we'll do it again in two steps. So first, energize the energy that would be going directly to you without the energy going into your room. So you can actually see what the difference is. The reason why I do this now is just for education. And, you know, mainly you're being shown that things are connected to you, objects and whatever's in your room, corded you, whether they're living or not. That gets to be kind of interesting, because you wonder, gee, how can a set of earrings or a belt buckle or a belt or, you know, something that you have cord you if it's not living? Well, it happens. So here we go. We're going to energize the light being to bring peace into you. Then we'll bring peace into your room, which would be all the energetic cords being released from you and everything in your room. So here we go. This is for you personally. One. And also your animals and pets, if you have any around. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. So kind of sample your body energies. You should feel pretty peaceful, relaxed. Maybe it might be one way to look at that, to be peaceful. And another way you could explain that, you might even feel tired. That depends how you relate to feeling peaceful. Some people are, type A person, you know, or A-plus person will say they're always, in a sense, jerked up and running a million miles an hour. And when they lose some of that energy, becoming peaceful, they may say, man, I really feel tired. Well, that's just the way the body responds to peace. So let's take a note, see how you're feeling. Now we're going to take away all the energies in your room and bring peace into those so they cannot cord each other and yourself. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. 4, should be able to feel a separation now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I think we'll do some clearings here, some samples. We have some that we don't normally talk about too much. One of those clearings, I think, is the extreme anxiety clearing. So we have a regular anxiety clearing, which normally works for everybody. But there are people that are extreme. And so If you're listening and you are going through extreme anxieties right now, we'll help you out with that. Or even a little anxiety at work, too. But this is, I put that up because I have some people who just were really whacked out and they needed to have a little more horsepower. So here we go, extreme anxiety clearing. Oh, yawning. Must be one person out there. So one, releasing the energy from you, from a situation, and you may not even know what it's about. Normally you have to look at something, but some people get triggered by many things, and you don't know what's lurking underground in you, below the surface, keeping you all wound up and anxious. So here we go. I'm going to release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and then we have another clearing. And again, take a note of how you're sensing the energy, feeling. And remember, everything can be kind of compounded in your life on situations. If you haven't listened to the BBS archive that we put up on the website about dog bites, you might take a listen to that, and it'll give you a really good clue on how things can be intermixed just with a dog bite to have a healing done. And so I think we went through, 20 or so different energies. Finally get down to the original thing of the dog bite maybe having pain or something. I haven't heard it since I did the show, to be honest, but you start realizing that, gee, you know, I just have a simple problem here. You know, I got a scratch and it always comes back. Well, you know, you don't know where that comes from, or you keep hurting yourself and get a bruise and don't know why you keep, you know, having that situation. So anyway, it can go very, very deep quickly into many other types of energies, and all you think is you have a simple problem, and it could be very complex. So we're going to do a clearing next here for, I want to do depression, and I want to do some other clearing, and then I want to do, the last one is hope, so I got to figure out what to do for number three. So here we go, depression clearing. Maybe you can think of one end when I get done with the depression. So here we go. Depression clearing if you're depressed. One, two, three, four, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ed, do you think you have one for number three?
Well, yeah, earlier we discussed perhaps doing despair, but I don't know if maybe depression is close to that.
Oh, no, it's different. We'll do
different?
Despair.
Okay.
Despair, okay. Here we go, despair. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And I want to skip over hope. We'll do that next after the at last. I want to do one for maybe like betrayal, maybe like betraying yourself, something like that. Forgetting about doing something, or just the way that people betray their spirit, betray themselves. So here we go, betrayal. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels good. And now we'll do another one, helplessness. And here we go. Releasing this here. And hopefully nobody is related to any of these. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do hope. So here we go, the last clearing, hope, as a healing sample. So bring in the energy of hope. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I'll turn it back over to you, Anne.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. Someone's asking on the fast chat, is betrayal similar to self-sabotage? I don't know if they would like to perhaps have a clearing for self-sabotage as well, or do you feel we covered that with betrayal?
It would be a different clearing. So, and if any of these relate to you, like I said, hopefully they don't, but you know, some people it might. Maybe, you know, you got a little checklist and you go, yep, that's me. So if you do have and relate to these, we'll say, and have these issues of stuff, that's why we have the self-empowerment clearing. I think it lasts for 6 weeks. I can't recall the price. I think it's very, very reasonable, like $50, $60 or something. And you can clear away energies to help yourself. So here we go. We're going to do that clearing here. Self-sabotage. So releasing that energy from you on an issue. And we can only release an issue. So think of an issue, how you're doing that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Thank you, Ron. Boy, did that feel great, all of those. I wanted to just say to everyone, if you have any questions or requests, please put them on the fast chat or send an email, excuse me, to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that opened right now. So if you send something in, we will know about that. And I did forget to mention earlier, we're not going to be taking phone calls tonight. So if you want to get through, please do it on the fast chat or the email. Now, Ron, I was wondering, and thank you for doing all those wonderful samples. Last night, someone mentioned having a headache after an entity clearing, and we talked a little bit about how our bodies can respond to the clearings. And also earlier tonight, you mentioned that we sometimes could even feel tired. So I remembered that one time you explained to us that when you're spirit is fully present in your body, you might actually feel a little bit heavier, you know, in a good way when you're heart-centered and your spirit's in your body. And I was wondering if you could do that sample of getting our spirits more in our bodies. Sometimes you've done it sort of taking your spirit out and putting it back in. And I thought that might be a nice preparation for going on the light ship tonight. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I was just thinking I'll do a spirit infusion for what we just got through doing here recently.
Okay.
Bring more of you in because we cleared energies away, but we didn't bring anything back to you. So let's get in more of your spirit energy. So maybe this is why most of the clearings have that on the website. So 1, here we go. 2, 3. Could we call it spirit integration or spirit infusion? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we're going to do is bring you in and out of the body here with your spirit to get you aligned properly. And here we go. So going out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. You could be feeling dizzy. Out and in, out and in, out and in. And I'll just let it catch up here for some people. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. So that should get you into more of a perfect alignment here. And there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wow, thank you so much. Whew, that did feel good. And I really feel like especially my heart chakra feels very lit up and strong right now. So we also would love to hear, in addition to questions and requests, any feedback about how you might have felt from the four-hour call today or any of the samples Ron has done tonight. We already had someone saying on the fast chat, Ron, how great they feel and that the energy was so strong today on the four-hour call. Okay, here's an interesting request. And, you know, in reference to the hope and also to someone's asking, can Ron do a trust clearing? So can you talk a little bit about why we would clear something that seems positive like trust or hope?
If you feel a reaction to it, then that means that that energy is blocked from you. And so that's the reason why we do the clearings, to get rid of blocked energy. So you're bringing in the energy that should be with you. It's going to be all, when you get all the energies with you, with different names on it, it's still going to be neutralized to peace. But some people may have a lack of hope, and so we're bringing in the energy of hope to balance that out. That's how it works. And some people have issues. Remember, everything that we have is issues and energetic cordings. And so the issues prevent you from having more of your spirit with you. So that's just why we did the word, you know, that means hope, to bring in more energy to you. And like despair, you know, that could also be similar, even though it may be an opposite term, but it's still going to be in duality. So we brought in hope for people that need to have and realize what hope actually is. And that's why I did hope. Remember, you don't know how bad off you are until you can feel a change in your body's energy, knowing that you need something. Because your body has no way to bring itself into 100% wholeness, where it can actually evaluate itself and say, hey, you're missing this frequency, you're missing this energy. And it's missing it only because something happened to take it away. And that's kind of the way it works. So we're trying to help you to get rid of energies and to bring balance to you so that you're going to be more in the moment with your spirit. So hope is a good one for people who feel they don't have any hope and they're at their last end's wit, because it can bring in and take away what's preventing them from having the natural energy of hope. And the end result of that, all the way down the line, would be peace. So we brought in an energy of duality to help to move you toward more peace energy. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does, yes. That's lovely, Ron. Thank you so much. Is it possible to get a sample of a trust clearing then?
Sure. Yeah, we could do trust. So that can go in all different directions, trusting yourself, trusting other people. Maybe even wondering, concerned about trusting animals. Maybe whenever you see a dog, it bites you or something, and you don't trust dogs, or you don't trust a certain particular type of person, maybe.
Or you might trust too much.
We might trust too much, yeah. You might give yourself away with too much trust. So here we go, trust clearing. So it's up to you, everybody who has this issue. If you do have it, you're going to feel some type of energy. Here we go. So if you want to think of something about trust, You can. Here we go. So I'm going to release that energy to put it back into balance. So one. Boy. Hang on. I very seldom ever cough. Somebody has a really big issue with probably speaking.
Ron, it's interesting because that happened to me. I had to put my phone on mute a few minutes ago and cough because something was in my throat.
Okay, so here we go. New trust again. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. There we go. So you may feel a little better now. Hopefully it's helped you. And I guess back to you. And we'll see what else we can do here.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're getting a lot of positive feedback. Now, someone's saying that my voice is dropping, so I'm sorry about that. I don't feel like I'm changing anything. So I'll try to be careful and make sure I'm speaking into the speaker and everything. It's interesting, Ron, you've mentioned animals a couple of times tonight, and we have a couple of emails with questions about animals and pets, and we just got something on the fast chat about pets. But I was wondering, do we want to do our visit perhaps to the lightship first and then come back and cover the pet and animals issues? Is that a good time?
I would say after that, yeah.
Okay.
Who mentioned about doing a sabotage clearing. And this is a little different. One is about aliens, so how aliens are sabotaging you. So that could go all different ways. It could be shapeshifters and somebody physical. It could be an alien making you do something, mind control transmission. So we'll do a clearing for that. Like I said, you could have probably many titles on this here because actually, you know, that's what we're controlled by is the alien agenda here. So let's do a clearing for that, alien type of sabotages. So here we go. One, releasing this from everybody. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And I will do one for the underground aliens here. So that was one that normally people think about of aliens and spaceships or mind control transmission, ship clouds, etc. So we'll do one for the, alien underground military complex. So here we go. Releasing this energy here if you're connected to that. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ed.
Wow, okay, that felt really, really wonderful. Okay, someone just wrote in to the email a great suggestion that before the healing calls, they run a series of healings for themselves. She does the emotional body, pain body, the mind of the body, feeling and mental clearings. And she's noticed that then she feels more energy and feels like her healings are more effective.
Yeah, I would say that would probably be correct.
That's a great idea. I hadn't thought of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes do run my healings while we're on the calls because that just feels great, but that's just a really great idea to get clear before you even start.
So we'll do a clearing also for maybe people. That could be, many places doing energetic hits on you, like the dark side practitioner stuff here. Most people would assume that the people, we'll just call them, humans, would be living on the surface here. There are ones that are living underground. And then we also have ones that are on other planets. If you don't know about that, you can probably listen to some of the archives that we've had in the past. But, there are information, a lot of it out there about the moon and Mars, et cetera. There's different information there about different things. I don't want to get into all of that because there's already people who are much more probably well-versed than myself on the issues. But, we do have colonies, countries here have colonies elsewhere, so besides the Earth here. So anyway, a lot of that was probably back starting in the 30s. And actually World War II has a lot of involvement there too. So anyway, we'll continue on here. So if anybody out there has your number, we'll say, and they're directing energy to you because they didn't like your cousin and or whatever, they don't like you now because you have the certain genetics that they wish they had and they want to do stuff to you, and I won't get too far into that. This goes downhill quickly, but we'll do a clearing. So here we go. We'll just call it Dark Side Practitioner Clearing for people, I guess I can use that term, that are interfering with your life. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess we could do another clearing if you like. Let's do one for the alien ship clouds up there. We had that for like the gray sky clearing and stuff and other things. So we'll just do that. It's a free clearing on the website. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you all somewhat. That clearing is free on the website. We got the head connectors, the satellites, the gray sky clearings. 2000 Year of Darkness barcode. We got the clearing for the planet here to help out people. But I guess we should go to the light ship now before we run out of time on this program. So here we go, everybody. This part will not work on the archives because you have to be live. This is why we call it Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So if you happen to listen to an archive, you're just feeling the peace energy, which is okay. And you need to be on CBS Radio Live to have this work. So here we go. You bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden plants here. and yourself going up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the room change around you completely because you're going to be out of time. Or you can say time has stopped for you. So here we go. One, going up, two, three, four, and five, and I'll honor six requests. So the first six requests that come through will go to those rooms. So let's go into the hot tub room first. This is for physical body detox. And there's a special solution to work with your skin. And it'll start taking away skin impurities right now. And here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. And you're on the light ship in the hot tubs right now. So don't worry about, you know, running bath water or something. Or unless you have a hot tub handy, that would be neat. But here we go. One, two. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And also, on different rooms that we're going to, you do want to request the healing. The hot tub ones are already doing detox for you, so that's given. Unless you have a major concern. Let's go into a room where they start working with stomach energies. And here we go, working with your stomach, whatever is in there or shouldn't be in there. So, see if we can help you out. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into the butterfly room. And here we go. There's butterflies. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And getting into another location. Let's go into the room that can help us out if we have any situations, which we normally do on our in our calls, but this will be a little bonus here. This is where they can find and quarantine your missing body parts that they may have just recollected from you by going out to the darkness. And they're going to reinstate them, reconnect them to you. So let's just see if you feel different. So here we go. The clearings that we did tonight could have had some of your body parts stolen. Even though the clearing itself is that we have done many of these, may not relate to that, but they could take part of you and take you away. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another room. This is kind of similar. This is where they will be releasing from you boned body parts. So this I do at the workshops, and I go to expos a lot of times, make people's hands real. And they have big eyes a lot of times, the audience, and their hands feel different. I don't know what they think after they walk out of the lecture, but they know something happened. So here we go. We're going to go on to the bone body part removal area, and then we'll go into the other room to have your real part put in. So if you have any concerns someplace, maybe you have a finger that doesn't feel right. And you look at it, you go, it doesn't look like my finger, you know. But it is on me, so it must be mine, but it doesn't look like one that I had, you know, last year or something like that. So here we go. One, releasing the cloned body part that you are requesting. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll go back to the other room to have your real part put in. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. So just kind of see how you feel. And we got a request to go into the pain release room. So that's a wonderful room to go into. If you have any physical pain in your body, just request healing now in that location. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy in to release the pain. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. sunflower room. Here we go. These are big sunflowers. Some are like 10 feet in diameter. Here we go. And there's bumblebees there, too, if you want to ride on one. So we'll have the bumblebees and the sunflowers come here. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Request your healing from these beings here. And we'll go on to another room. Let's go into the room that have the baby elephants. Here we are in the room now. You can pet them if you wish. And they're more like the ones that we have here, so they're probably maybe up to your neck as a baby elephant. So here we go. Bringing in the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That was pretty good. And we'll do another room here. We'll go into the room that has the volcano energy. A lot of people like that room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into one final room here. This will be the room that has the deer energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And that feels good to me, so we'll come back from the light ship and coming back down, and you're going to feel the room change around you because you're out of time completely. You're bilocated to source energy and also living here at the same time. Although you won't feel the energy connecting here on the earth till I start counting. So here we go. Coming back, I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was a wonderful trip to the light ship, and especially doing that body part, releasing cloned body parts and then returning them to us. That was truly very special, Ron, and very generous of you to share that with our listeners tonight. If you feel good from that trip, again, just reminding everyone, there's an 8-hour call where you actually can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship. And also, you can be absentee. I always forget to mention that. If you'd like to participate, but you can't be home or on the phone all that time, you can just let Ron know, and we'll receive all the energy, just like everyone else, but you don't have to be stuck on the phone. Do you want to say anything more about the 8-hour calls now, Ron?
Yeah, it's a very good call to be on. I've done a whole lot of these calls, so each time it's kind of interesting. And you're actually feeling the energies of source energy coming into you and releasing stuff out of you. These are the alien critters that live inside of your body. And it's just each time it gets better and better. I have a hard time talking about it, because I've done so many of these here, and, each one is kind of special and unique and different. But these critters are somehow in us for some reason. They just come in and live inside of us. And remember, your body's a host to them. And being a host, unfortunately, is what the human body is, because the dark side chose to do it that way. And that's what we're living in here, is an area where the aliens are controlling us internally and externally, known and unknown, and seen and unseen. So get these critters out of you, you start feeling much, much better. And that's what the calls are about. It's just a very nice way to bring yourself back into wholeness and wellness, because without having these things released, it's very, very difficult to even, relate to wellness on this planet, because these things are inside of you. I'll release one of them that's pretty common. I'll do the scarab on your forehead. So here we go. Get rid of the scarab energies. So one, two, I feel something going on there. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and just see how that feels for you. Back to you, Ed.
Thank you, Ron. And I also, the reason I brought it up again right now is that if you did feel good from that short trip to the lightship, you would really get into and enjoy the 8-hour calls. And also, you will actually spend the whole month on Creation Lightship. You'll be in the quarantine room. Do you want to explain a little bit about what the quarantine is, Ron?
Yeah. The quarantine room is where you go to anyway when you go on the call, but you're on it continuously for the whole month. So the 8-hour call, we talk about what you're going through in different situations or different energies being released, but you're also on the light ship as a continuation for the whole month. So that's continuous for you. And so you're there in quarantine, experiencing the same thing that you're having all the time. And what happens is that they start putting you back together again. So remember, these critters are in you. A lot of times the critters will actually come into you and actually maybe eat part of you, and then they leave. And the light ship has to find the parts of you that was eaten or stolen, we'll say, into the dark side universe and get you put back together again. That's what the calls are about, bringing you back into wholeness. All different ways to talk about it. And, so some ways may not sound too good to you if you're a new listener, but that's what happens here is that the dark side wants your spirit to steal it, to do things with it, and also wants your physical body. And that's probably why you're listening to this program, is because you want to know how to get the heck off this planet. And you need to get your spirit energy and your body energy back into wholeness. That's the bottom line. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. We got an email from someone talking about this thing that happened, and I saw it on the news as well. In New York, they had to clear, just talking about critters again, they had to clear a courtroom because people saw bed bugs on somebody. And then when they cleared all the people out, they couldn't find any evidence of the bed bugs at all. And so I was wondering if perhaps that was, some people have that sort of third eye thing where they can see some of these critters that attack us. Because there shouldn't even be such a thing on this planet as bed bugs. You've expressed that before. Anything that would bite us or hurt us shouldn't even be here. So what do you think was going on with that one, Ron?
Well, that's very interesting. It could be a couple things. Number one, it could be the fact that what you have is people could be, we'll say, intuitive, psychic, or whatever word you want to use there. They could have saw things crawling, and they could have saw it as real, but nobody else could have seen it, number one. But the ones that did see it, probably knew that it was real, but they may have been energetic also. Mm-hmm. They could have been real. They could have been on a timeline looking at it. And they were real on one timeline, but not on the one that they were, evaluated and trying to clear. So it's just another way of looking at how we're being messed with here and kind of what's going on. So, and that's probably why, I've heard a story about when there's a traffic accident, the policeman asked if they come, naturally they'll come, and it was a bad one, we'll say, and they'll ask a bunch of people what happened, and a lot of people have a different story of what happened. So why is that? You have to think about that one. Maybe they're viewing different timelines, and maybe things are changing, and the details are left out on one timeline and brought into another one. If you've been a listener to the program, you probably naturally, and I use the word naturally loosely, you naturally probably have seen cars pop up beside of you. Also, you look in the rearview mirror, and there's one there. It wasn't one there a while back. Or there's a car in front of you. You blink your eye, and you go, wow, I missed that off-ramp. What happened? You're doing a left-hand or right-hand turn from a stop sign. You start to pull out your car out, and all of a sudden the car materializes out of nowhere. But they were somewhere, but they materialize and almost hit you. And I think you caused the problem. The person is upset with you because they're driving on a timeline and you're not there. They just see you as doing this turn thing, and maybe you ran a stop sign or something, and you're at fault. So that happens all the time. So this is what we're living with here, is a reality that has leaped through of other realities coming into it. And some people are more attuned to it. And once you know what's happening, then you can get a clue and you don't feel so freaked out, because you know that, yeah, I understand this now. This is what's going on. And I really can't tell anybody, because nobody would believe me unless they're, you know, in tune with what's really happening here. Most people have blinders on, and they're also cloned. So a clone's not going to have a clue anyway, unfortunately. So and if you find anybody not being able to give change at a checkout counter when you give them the proper change or do something, you know, a little different, that's because that person's a clone. So take special note of that person so you can understand how they operate and check out their body energy. So again, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we had, that was very interesting, and it's necessary, unfortunately, to talk about these awful critters and things and clear them from us. But we did have several questions about pets and animals tonight, and most of them, it looks like we're getting near the end of the show already, we'll have to save. But there was one in particular on the fast chat tonight that someone who, of course, loves their dog, is very close to their dog, this dog has been to the light ship, was shot. Isn't that horrible? And had surgery and everything. And so they're asking what, in addition, I'm sure, for instance, that dog came to the light ship with us tonight and that person requested a healing. Is there anything else this person could do for their dog?
Yeah, I would definitely get on the calls during the week here, you know. Definitely mm-hmm. do that. Get on those calls, because you could have a problem with entities or recordings of the dog. Remember, the dog went to an animal facility, you know, a vet or something. What's in there? What do vets deal with? You know, they deal with energies and things, you know. Dogs with problems, cats with problems, anything with a problem is going to go to a vet. So all that energy could be attached to your dog. So, you know, entity is what you'd want to get done. If so, you want to do a whole lot of entity clear, that would help you, or get on the call. That's another way. So all the calls that we have during the week also will work for animals. So you want to do healing on your dog. Find out what is going on. You know, is the dog in pain? Probably so. To do a pain clearing. Is your dog stressed out? Yeah, do a stress clearing on the dog. Is the dog going through traumas? I would imagine so. Yes, do that. You know, so look at the dog as if it was you, and what's the dog going through? It was shot. Well, what does that mean? Geez, that's betrayal. Somebody betrayed the dog and shot him. So you may want to do a lot of clearings on your dog, you know, so, you know, look at the situation as a way to help your dog out, to get rid of the energies that they got connected to. So, back to you. Yeah, it looks like our show is coming to a close in about 4 minutes here, so.
Right. Well, that, Ron, you answered the next question that I was going to ask. I know I have done an emotional body clearing for my cat, and I run it for her a lot. And someone was asking what other healings are good for animals, and you just mentioned a whole lot of them. And that's really wonderful. What about the free healings, Ron, that are on the website, like the alien head connectors and satellite and all? Should those be done for our pets?
Yeah, they're going to be attacked too, you know. They get attacked just like we do. They get used. You ever have a dog bite you? You know, I can remember one person was talking about going somewhere, and this particular dog bit her, and never bit anybody before, I think, and the dog probably had an entity in it and bit her. So things happen like that, where we have situations occurring that we know nothing about. And so all these things that we do for ourselves is actually also very beneficial for your pets and animals. So, you know, the whole thing is, how much do you like your pet and animal, and how much do you want to help them? And most, you know, dogs or cats, you know, are going to be probably, unless they're pretty old, it would be under 10 years of age. So you can get a lot of clearings done for, you know, a little bit of money. So that's what I would do, is clear them out. Plus, maybe they're giving you traumas. Maybe they're passing trauma on to you since you're the owner. You don't even know why you're dealing with situations. And it's only because the animal is quartered to you. In fact, what I'll do is a cording release from your animals. And I'll do it both ways. So first do release the cords from your animal to you, because you should not be taking each other's energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do how you are cording your own animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then also, you know, with that dog that was shot, do the body jump start clearing on the dog. It goes into a lot of stuff. It's a bundle. Do that clearing. That's what it's up for, is for situations. So all the clearings on the website will work for pets and animals, too. I don't know anyone that would not work for a pet or animal. And, you know, they have anxieties and fears, and, you know, some dogs or cats kind of tremble when they see new people. And that can be alleviated, too, if you do clearings. So I guess we'll call it quits, Ann. Looks like it's that time. So thank you, everybody. Got our special call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, 8-hour call. It's not too late to get on. You can even do it absentee if you want. And once you pay for the clearing, then you're automatically connected to it.
And our next BBS show, it will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we look forward to hearing all of you then.
Yep, and also your pets and animals are free. So come on yourself and get some energies released from your loving pets and animals.
Great.
We'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. Bye.